we start from 17. 17 tells about do not give foothold to the devil. So that part we cover, we are covering through the court of heaven. Is that true? Hello? Are y'all okay? In a cell group? Can I have amplified version? Do not give foothold to the devil. It has to do with unforgiveness. Bitterness, don't let it go overnight. Just sort it out. Sort it out. If not, today God speak to us, we harden our heart, harden our heart, harden our heart. The grace is not there. Because whatever happens, you deal with it today, the grace is strong. As you delay, the grace will be, you're getting less and less. Grace is the power of God. Yeah? So you deal with it, God, immediately. Is that okay? Yeah, 17. Oh, sorry, 27. I think we start off with 4:22. Strip yourself of your former nature. Put off. Shall we all verbalize together? 1, 2, 3. Strip yourself. Put off old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lust and desire that spring from this. Keep going. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and... Okay, we stop there. So this morning we talk about in this lump of flesh, mind, brain, there is a spirit connect with the spirit world. So the spirit world, that's why this is a station. This spirit of our mind is that station hearing voices. Hearing voices. Now we have to turn it off and reject it as we have heard, and then you say the promises of God. You don't say, oh, I think today is raining, there's no business. I can hear people say like that. I think it's going to be quiet. This who is talking to you? Who is talking to you? Yeah, I've gone to this particular shop. I said, we bring the presence of God down. You just see, customer will come. So for a few times, 3 days a row, I show to Sean. Just see. Yeah. We bring presence of God down. Brother Chris and Sister Karen, we were there eating in Terrence shop. So I saw a couple Westerner. I said, come in. I was inside. Come in. Yeah, you're a witness. And they came in and ordered. Yeah. Then we sat for a while. Then the table began to fill up. I said, let's go at 11 plus. Yeah. I just called them to come in. Yeah. This is what the station need to be changed. So far, Spirit says, spirit of my mind must connect to the promises of God and say yes and amen. You know, your body, your body can be healed. True or not? Yeah? Our body can be healed. It has to do with this station. This station. Okay. Now we are going to pray in the spirit. Just now we said pray in the spirit, right? Why do we have to speak it loud? Because it covers the voices of other voices. When you speak loud in the spirit realm, you bring the presence of God because it's a spirit language. You bring the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to speak it from the inner man and louder than other voices. Shut all the station. Shall we pray for a while? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for spirit language. Hallelujah. We release the presence of God. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit here. Shut up all other voices from the other station. Yes, Lord, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Oh, saturate us with your Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord, we are tuning to the frequency of heaven and call for your blessing. And call for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for tuning our frequency to the frequency of heaven where Jesus is seated, is releasing his blessing, releasing his revelation, releasing his wisdom. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We receive from you. We receive the station from heaven. All the promises for his people is yes and amen. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I want to put on some Bible simple verses, Proverbs 3. Verse 5 to 6. Lean not on our own understanding, right? Okay, shall we? 1, 2, 3. Lean. Okay. Lean not, but trust in and be confident in the Lord. Lean not on our own understanding with all our heart and mind. Okay, not only heart, it's the mind. Spirit of our mind that connect to the spirit world has to be renewed and do not rely on our own insight and understanding by talking all the negative things. Anything negative is from the devil. Oh, God's promise is what? Yes. Yes and amen. He wants us to be healthy, good. True or not? Is that true? In all our ways, know and recognize, acknowledge him, he will direct our path straight and make it plain to us. Now, what does it mean? First, we get rid of all the wrong station. True? All the negatives, all the old ways, everything that is no good. Write it down, get rid of it. Yeah, one by one. Then in all my ways, that means every way, I acknowledge him, recognize him. What do you feel? How would you feel if I invite Ludwig to my house? I just couldn't be bothered about him, as if he's not there. What do you think about Jesus? Jesus, in his own house, was rejected by Laodicean house. He has to knock and let me come in. This is what we did not acknowledge him. Conscious of him and honor him. How do we honor? Has to do with, just now we read, mental attitude. The mental attitude will express in the way, the posture, how we are in worshiping him. Because Sunday is for the believers to worship him, true or not? Because our mind is wandering. This spirit is wandering. This mind is wandering. It's not worshiping. That's why when you go, you go to a Sunday meeting, you are not satisfied when you go out from there because you yourself did not worship him. And then you see, this one didn't worship there. How do you know? Some people, last time they say, this person didn't worship. I say, how do you know? That means you are not worshiping. You are not focusing. Is that true or not? Acknowledge him. Conscious of him. We want to be conscious of God. Say conscious of him. Conscious of his presence. By speaking a lot in spirit language. Yeah, this one will build you. Because where do I get it? Ephesians 3. It's all from the Bible. You pray according to the riches of his glory. Strengthen my inner man. That motto. That station. The inner man. That Christ may dwell in my heart. That I'm conscious of his in me and I am in him. Greater is he that is in me. So I do it. Shall we do? And say, strengthen me, Holy Spirit. The mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside me. Sorry, Holy Spirit. I did not acknowledge you. I only call for help when I need you. No, constantly. Constantly. As Paul said, pray without ceasing. Pray is not asking. Pray can be praising. Praise can be talking. Pray can be worshiping. It's called connection. Is that true or not? Then Christ dwell in my heart. I know that he is inside me. Jesus is in my boat. Storm come, wind come, I'm not shaken. Shall we? Lord, we thank you according to the glorious riches of your grace. Strengthen us with your mighty spirit. That inner man will be so strengthened. That Christ, I can sense that Christ really dwells inside me. I believe, by faith, I believe. Strengthen us so that we can be rooted and grounded in you. It's in your love, in your love, in your love. That we will come to fullness as a church here in Jesus' name. Strengthen us, Lord. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Raise him up to the third heaven. Seated on the right hand. We can be raised by you, Holy Ghost. Connect to the right station. To give us all the promises. That is yes and amen. Then we will come to your fullness. Then we will come to a point. We just raise our hand. Things will happen. Before we ask and think. Things already happen. Miracles happen before we ask and think. For this is your word. When we come to the fullness, in this fullness of time, we want to come to fullness. Fullness. God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, to you who is able to do exceedingly more abundantly than we ask or think, because we come to your fullness as your church, as your local church, Lord. We miss what we need to do. It's asking for strengthening. In Jesus' name. Early morning, you have to present yourself and ask for strengthening for your own good. If not, we cannot believe the promises of God. Just as the young, you know, God told us the money is seed. Then you think, I got no money, no money. We also don't have the money, we also pledge. Yeah. Okay, now talking about acknowledge him, he will direct make straight our path. Now we want to learn from Jesus. All right? Can we go to John 4? Jesus acknowledged, Jesus became man, right? Without sin. But he got to depend on the Holy Spirit. That's why we need the strengthening. Jesus early morning needed to pray. Do you think we need to pray? Jesus without sin need to pray, so you and I no need to pray. So we are better than Jesus. Hello? Then we got to do something about prayer. You don't have to wake up so early because Jesus was in the early 30s strong. So people older, you can pray. You don't have to go rise at 4 a.m. unless it's summer. Summer 4 a.m. I think the older people also get up early, right, auntie? Auntie, you wake up early? You wake up early, right? We can also pray early. Yeah. All right. Now, say now.
Now.
Also now here, right? Now. Now. Say now.
Now,
now faith.
Now.
Is faith one? Yeah, it's now. Now, today, if I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, do not harden my heart. If I harden my heart, grace will be faded away. Yeah. Is it true or not? You find it difficult to do anymore. If Holy Spirit tells me to do something, quickly do, even just opposite of my mind, because the station will come and tell you, hey, yeah, this, that, and this, that. Yeah. Now when the Lord knew means he has learned, he became aware that the Pharisees had been told that Jesus winning and baptizing more disciples than John. Though Jesus did not baptize but his disciples. Now, these Pharisees want to make known to Jesus, try to divide between John and Jesus. You think they are so what you call, so concerned who baptized who? Yeah? So, is it enemies are like that? Sadducee and, we say Sadducee lah, because they don't believe resurrection. Sadducee and Pharisee, so far to see that they consider not senior. So two are enemies. But when to come to common enemy, Jesus, they join together. In the world, the spirit is the same. It's the same. Yeah? Say the Lord knew means sovereignty of God. Say sovereignty of God.
Sovereignty of God.
Foreknowledge of God.
Foreknowledge.
He knew. So the Lord involved God. Okay, sovereignty of God. We have the sovereign move of God telling Jesus the present move. So you and I, this is the body of Christ, true or not? Are we part of Jesus? So we got to hear the sovereign Lord to do what needs to be done by the Spirit of God. True or not? Holy Spirit will tell you what I'm going to do. He will tell you now, when the Spirit. So you have the sovereign move, the sovereignty, foreknowledge, knew that the Pharisee already there. Pharisee, every time in a congregation, there are four types of people. Let us come out of those called Pharisee move. Say Pharisee move.
Pharisee.
Knowing what God tells but don't want to do. Yeah? Are you with me? It's called date move. Say date move.
Date move.
But in the new covenant, the date move still can come alive. Is that true?
Yes.
Ezekiel tells us you keep preaching with the power of the Holy Spirit. The dead move will come alive. Because everybody is moving, they're left behind very lonely. I better catch up. Yeah? We stir them up. So now we've got John the Baptist. He himself introduced Jesus. He himself doubted Jesus. Is he the one to come? The past move. Do you know we can become the past move that we don't believe? The move of God? Is that true? 1 Corinthians 10 tells us, learn from their mistake. Learn from the past. Learn from their mistake that we are going to move. Yeah? So far are we there? And then, Jesus himself did not baptize. He left. And then he just followed the move of God and went to this Samaritan woman And he put the spirit of worship and truth into this Samaritan woman, and she became the soul winner for the whole of Samaria. Now, if you and I hear the voice of God, know the spirit of worship and truth, what is the truth? Truth is about himself. Jesus himself put into this Samaritan woman about the coming Holy Spirit. Is that? Yeah? Because chapter 4, he said, if you knew the Spirit, and then chapter 7, he said, the Holy Spirit will come. The Holy Spirit will come. All of us must be baptized in the Holy Spirit, really invasion of the Holy Spirit. Now, what we need to know is that the real spirit of worship that put into Samaritan woman and truth must be put into us. So we know the Holy Spirit through. Then the truth is about Jesus. He is introducing himself to the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman say, hey, you are a Jew. She got plenty of issue. The issue of race. I'm a Samaritan woman. He got, you are a man. I'm a lady. She got gender issue. He got racial issue. So we got many issues in our life. Is that true? But she just wanted her need to be met. But Jesus, moved by sovereignty of God, touching this lady, putting the spirit of worship and truth into her heart, and she became a soul winner. Don't you think we need this? We need to be a soul winner and bring people to the Lord. But we do not know the spirit of worship and truth. Truth has to do, upon this rock, I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. I will build my church. He is always the center. Wherever we go, you got to put the Lordship of Jesus into the hearts of people. You just don't get them to receive him as Savior. He must be the Lord. So he acknowledged the Lordship of Jesus, and he will direct our path. Is that true? Acknowledge he is the Lord in this situation. And acknowledge he is the Lord in a wedding. He is not a guest anymore. Cana of Galilee, he was invited guest. That's pre-cross. But now it's post-cross that he is the Lord. This Jesus you crucify has become the Christ and the Lord. He's the Lord. See, he's the Lord. He's the Lordship. Now, if the Lord Jesus has spoken to you a word, how do you make him the Lord? You think of the assignment. You think of the assignment. You think of the word. Everywhere you go until that assignment is fulfilled. Because we are here on earth for assignment. Revelation 4:8 tells us we are created to do his will. By his will we exist. True or not? So if you and I don't do his will, we think this is a Christian walk. As Pastor Joseph said, oh, you have gone through all this lesson, that lesson, church life principle, interpretation of scripture, you think this is the Christian walk. But actually, we didn't walk it up. We did not. There's much more. Say much more. Much more excitement. Much more. God has in store for us. Don't remain like this. Yeah? However, acknowledge him as the Lord. So he just changed one person by putting the spirit of worship and truth, who he is. He is the Lord. Now, oh, you are the Messiah. Finally, her eyes is open. No more ordinary Jew. No more just a man. No more just prophet. You are the very Son of the living God. The Christ. The Christ means the Messiah. Yeah? Upon this, I will build my church. Always recognizing the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. The moment I lose sight of that, I'm on a, what do you call, shaky ground. Now we will conclude with this foreknowledge of God, because this is the Lord knew. If you can put into your heart and mind, we ask the Holy Spirit to write into our heart and mind. I have mentioned many times, each time I take Holy Communion, I repeat Jeremiah and Isaiah. Lord, write into my heart and your mind by your Spirit, your word, so that I will fulfill what Isaiah says, but speak it out. I speak it out, your Spirit by the and the word. The word is the truth. The word is Jesus Christ. Holy Communion, much, much more things in the Holy Communion. I partake of your life. Let every brain cell think like you. Because a lot of brain cells lazy, don't want to think. Is that true or not? We just accept like that. How old we are, we still can think. Can we think?
Yes.
The brain cells still can be activated. Yeah? Father, in the name of Jesus, we have heard from the science research, most scientists use less than 10%. They already became inventors. Lord, let this brain cell, the spirit of our mind, connect with Jesus in session at the right hand of the Father. Maximize every brain cell to think as you think. Only Spirit of God, you can reveal the thoughts of God. Holy Spirit, we need you desperately. In the name of Jesus, we want to acknowledge you. Every station voices, we cut it off and shut it and change channel by releasing the word of God. We say yes and amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, if you feel that you cannot sleep, just like what this lady said, God give his beloved sleep. Just speak the opposite. And speak in tongues, loud, covers the voices of the other voices. Now, have this in mind all the time, the sovereignty, because God knew, true or not, he's sovereign. Say he's sovereign. Foreknowledge comes before predestination. Now, the Reformed Church is predestination without foreknowledge. Yeah. They only put Ephesians 1, but they did not put in Romans 8, 29, foreknowledge first. Yeah. Shall we put 10 points, 9 points? Then we want to activate this. You memorize this as you walk, because it will save you from many troubles, because he knows. He knows. All right? I have actually got some of the young people memorize this already. Understanding the foreknowledge of God, God wants to release this morning, change us around to be mighty power force on earth. In the name of Jesus, God in foreknowledge knew and saw the future. He already know the future. Oh, Auntie Milan said, 我们的主在已经知道我们将来，他就计划一个将来。 He, because he knew the future, he planned the future for us. Are you with me? He decided what the future must be. So we call this one, is called the highway of the spirit, pathway of the spirit. So we got to connect with the Holy Spirit. If I come out of that pathway, I don't collect my goods as I go. Sometimes we collect our blessing, but we sit there. We sit there. Then we cannot go on. So our blessing become idols. So far, are you with me or not? And God, in his foreknowledge, because he decided what the future, so he gave us predestination. There's a destination. The pathway is getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Proverbs chapter 4, 18. The path of the righteous is getting brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Yeah? So don't come out of that pathway of the Spirit. Just close your eyes, see a ladder that's going up. John 1:51. He said, I am that ladder. The house of God, this house, I proclaim and declare, will go into the pathway. Amen. Hello? Amen. Will go into the bright pathway predetermined for us. Yeah. Get rid of the wrong station. Shut it. And then he wants us to walk in for his sent season of encounter intervention to align us. God is very good. He knows that we will walk, then we get blessing, we puff up a bit, and then we sit there. Then he will come and intervene. And suddenly you realize, oh, you are shaken by this, by that. Suddenly something, you know what I'm talking? Sometimes the something, the season encounter is, you go for checkup. I don't go for checkup. You go for checkup. Hey, one dot. One dot here, one dot there. You get scared. Wow, you quickly come back, cry to God. True or not? Something must happen. So he sent intervention. He loves us so much. God, foreknowledge will release provision, supply of the Spirit for our journey. So this pathway is a journey. Every day, learn from the old Israel. Don't grumble. Grumble, you open up for the devil. Is that true? Say, thank God. Praise him. Praise the name of Jesus. We have a thankful heart. Yeah, thank God. Are you not thankful that you are in this family? Are you not thankful? I want to, can I quote Brother Donna that day at the dinner table? They were talking about the young people. Can I quote you? Can. Yeah, they're talking about, I think Job was talking something about some young people, I don't know what. He said, as long as they are in this church, they will be kept in a straight and narrow way, not easily go astray. Is that the right word you say? Yeah, he said yes. Is it a good family? Actually, another person said, you know, in Malaysia, you see, they came out of Kepong, came out of Evangelist Church in Malaysia. Look at their dressing, suddenly changed. Actually, it's already there, but here they dare not. Pastor Mark, recently I met up with Pastor Mark. Pastor Mark told Joshua, the people in the church not only fear God, they also fear Meijin. Just told to me last month, may we carry the fear of the Lord also. Our standard must be constant. Is that true or not? Yeah? I didn't say it. So I have one man, Brother Donna, and Pastor Mark last month. Told Joshua, I take it as God put inside me, I can't, but like James in the Bible. You know the book of James? James is a person, see, and then he will say. See, and he will say. So I am like James. Just can't help it. I just can't help it. See, must say. What to do? People don't like me, what can I do? Louis, you like me? You also receive the portion also, right? True or not? Yeah. You ask him and see whether he received portion or not. Yeah. God in his, okay. Foreknowledge, execute and subdue enemy and removes all limitation. Now, this morning God is removing our mental attitude. The limit of God's power depends on the spirit of our mind. He's all powerful. Say, God is all powerful. Omniscient, omnipotent, all the omni, right? Yeah? He's all powerful. We say all powerful. You know, the high priest just of Satan, he said the churches got no power. Do you hear that? He said the churches got no power. Until she met someone who is really filled with the power of God. May this church filled with the power of the Holy Spirit by connecting with the Holy Spirit every day. Amen. Daily live in His presence and then go out. True? So many churches, when the Spirit of God comes, you will receive power. Catherine Kuhlman said, I fear the Holy Spirit will leave. I fear when the Holy Spirit leaves, I'm just preaching like a form of godliness. Next one. God gave Holy Spirit as a pledge for the full inheritance. It's a pledge. So we connect with Holy Spirit until we receive the full, not just a deposit, until we receive full. Right? 8. God foreknowledge holds and works all things good for good in Christ Jesus. Those are the verses, you know, Romans, just now it's Ephesians, all the verses. And God will fulfill ultimately. Nobody, no devil can stop God's intention. I would say the intention of Genesis chapter 1, 26. He has said it. He will fulfill it. In this last day generation, He will raise up a very accurate generation. And out of the true church, bring forth the man-child company. I call it the Gideon kind of one group out of the true church to feed. Yeah, Revelation 12, to feed the church. I have one leader say, how open our mouth to feed? I say, no, not the food. It's the word of God. How to move? So this particular leader thought, how feed? She thought feed, food, the natural food, is the word in season. How to move? Go here, go there, go here, go there, go there. All over the world, there will be a group of people. I believe Master Road 215 is one of the city of refuge. I believe it. Yeah. Where the garden, all the fruit trees already planted by our kids. Yeah. Praise God. God send you. Yeah. Praise God. And then ultimate will be the fullest in the consummation of age. The present evil age will go. The age of righteousness will come. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.